This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. I want to continue today to look at Romans chapter 8, building on what I've been talking about this week regarding beginning each day with what's most fundamental and most important about you. That is an understanding of who you are in Christ. Before all the responsibilities of the day, before all the battles, before the mind games that can go on, the struggles, whatever it is that we're facing, and the distractions or the important things that are before you and before the day, before all that comes rushing into your mind first thing in the morning, fight for some space. And that space is the first thing at the beginning of the day to be alone with the Lord, is your eyes open in the morning, laying on your bed. As you open your eyes, give the day to the Lord. Begin to thank Him right away. Thank the Lord for the new day. Thank the Lord for who you are. Thank the Lord for what He's given to you. He's given to you a kingdom. He's made you His child. He's over the moon about you. He has your future in the palm of His hand. He's united you to His Son. He's called you to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. He's given you an intimate relationship with Him through Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. You are one rich man. You are one rich woman. You are absolutely, you've won the lotto, friend. You've got everything in Christ. That's why the apostles would say things like, Paul would say, He died that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for Him. He went on to say, it's no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. What I want to know, Paul says, I want to know in this world more about Christ. I want to know Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I want to know fellowship with His suffering, he even said. I want to know and walk in everything Jesus did in this earth. And that's exactly what St. Francis and the other saints prayed and talked and pursued Christ in that same way. We're called to be in this world. What does it mean to be in the world? Well, living your vocation, husband, father, pursuing excellence in your career, being a light in the world. That's what it means in part to be in this world. But we're called to be in it, but not of it. We're called to have a certain detachment from it. And that's what we can see in the extreme. I mean that positively in the life of the apostles. And they were able to do it because they lived with such a clear mind, such a renewed mind and understanding of who they are in Christ and what it is that God's done for them. And that means, friend, it doesn't depend on you. It's not something you produced or erected or created. God has come to give you His kingdom. God has come. It's begun. If you've said yes to Jesus and you've given your life to Him, you've repented, you've been baptized, you're in His church and you're living, you're trying with all your heart by the grace of the Spirit in your life to walk after Him, to follow in His footsteps. Friend, you are on the way. You're already living in what no human being could ever produce, what no amount of money, no resource, no powerful person on the earth could ever produce. You're living the life that matters most. And this is worth considering because we live in such a prosperous country. We live in such a powerful country and a country that's based on, you know, materialism, consumerism. And many, it's not the only values present. I don't see it all as a downer. I'm just saying predominant values that drive a great deal of our culture are rooted in consumerism, in greed, sometimes selfishness, a preoccupation with possessing and having, with perpetual uninterrupted entertainment, distraction. We're being geared to perpetual distraction through our phones, through the tsunami of technology that comes at us. That's a positive way to say it. We're just distracted. Constantly, we're being tempted to be distracted. That is our minds to move in a place other people want them to move. And our mind and our emotions and our will and our imagination to be directed somewhere else. We only have so much time. We only have so much capacity to focus. And so There's a lot coming at us from the moment we wake up in the morning until the moment we lay our head on that pillow. It's even going through our head when we lay at night, when we lay our head on that pillow. A constant reaching into our lives and trying to grasp our attention. And unfortunately, most of it is driven by money, the love of money. It's to get your attention so that somebody can reach into your pocket and get you to buy more and to have more, to be entertained, whatever it is. That's the fight that's there. And often there's very little time for us to reflect on the thing that matters most. The irony is we reach out to these other things because we feel that alienation within us. We feel that deep human loneliness within our hearts. We can feel lost, unloved, unknown, alone in the world. We can be battling with anger and lust and frustration and senses of betrayal and failure and profound insecurity, depression, whatever it is we're battling with. And it's hard to deal with, and it can consume our minds. And as a result, we want escape. We're desperately seeking escape. Somebody help me feel better. Somebody help me just escape these feelings and these thoughts. So perpetual entertainment, you know, drugs, pornography, gambling, the radical pursuit of fun, whatever it is, those things are being served up to us every day. So we're in this battle. We fail to see who we are. Remember we said earlier in the week that the quote from Cardinal Ratzinger, yes, in its innermost essence, the Christian faith is a participation in the act whereby Jesus sees. His act of seeing makes possible his word, which is the authentic expression of what it is he sees. Accordingly, what Jesus sees is the point of reference for our faith, the specific place where it is anchored. So Jesus' eyes are in a different place, and he's seeing what? He sees the Father. He sees the purpose that he's received from the Father. He sees the condition you're in and that I'm in. He sees the battle that's in the world, and he's bringing resolution. He's bringing an answer to that problem, the antidote that we need, and he's living in what matters most, and that is what? To do the will of God, to love God, love neighbor, to walk every day in the sure knowledge that we're living in a relationship with God, that our lives are in the palm of his hand, and that we can give to him, we can let go of all that is preoccupying us and filling us with so much anxiety and fear of not making it, of not succeeding, of not achieving, of not fitting in. Let go. The devil wants us to be dominated by these kinds of fears and anxieties. And the secret is to let go, to let God lead us. Jesus gives us a new power and a new capacity. We said yesterday to live a new way of life, and he's talking about it here in Romans chapter 8. He talks about the flesh, that the weakness, the fallen nature that you have and that I have, and the spirit, this new principle of life and power and capacity to live differently and to literally come into what St. Paul talks about, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. This is where Jesus is leading us. He says, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. That's what I'm talking about today. We set our minds on the things of the flesh, and it's filled with anxiety. It's filled with temptation and difficulty and struggle. He said, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. The apostles tell us, set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated. Are they saying, don't think about your responsibilities, don't think about your vocation, don't think about the concerns of daily life? No, they're not saying that at all. But what they're saying is don't let these realities grip you and control you and to fill you with anxiety and fear and to shape your identity. You enter the world with an identity, secure, standing on the rock, knowing who you are in Christ. That is a given. That's a fact. That's a reality. That's not just some fanciful religious escape. We're talking about the ground of reality. Jesus Christ bringing you back to your home, bringing you back to your Father, the source of all truth, beauty, goodness, life. The Father looks at you. He gazes on you. And it's a gaze of love. It's a gaze of pride, of fatherly pride. He favors you. He cherishes you. The circumstances of your life might be screaming at you, saying, no, he doesn't. No one does. I'm alone in this world. All the battles that can happen, that's where you have to stand your ground. St. Peter says, gird up your loins. That is, get into a position of action first thing in the morning. Grab hold of that day. Stand up in Christ as a son or daughter of God. And enter the world with your identity. Don't put on the identity the world wants to give you. Don't take up the scales that the world has every day about what's important, what's not important, who's important, and who's not important. It's complete nonsense. It's a total lie. And it's meant for your destruction. It's an enslaving habit pattern of life that is meant to choke off knowledge of God, living securely in peace in God. Friends, Jesus told us what kind of life in this world impresses him the most, what matters the most. You know, there's people in this world that the world has no perception of, simple, poor, ordinary people that no one pays attention to, that have no money, no power, no influence. They're never going to make it. They're never going to get the honors of the world. They're never going to get the glitter and the gold. They're never going to be awarded, getting all the big awards. But guess what? They will end up being first in the kingdom of God. Why? Because they live with great faith. Because they live with great hope. Because they live with great love. That's why. They have a wisdom that the world doesn't have. And many of the smartest, most gifted people on the planet don't have. We need the wisdom of God. We don't just need more knowledge and information and power and money so we can be filled with anxiety and be preoccupied with how we're going to save ourselves and how we're going to fix the world. Who's the most powerful human being short of Jesus that ever walked the face of the earth? Is it a king? Is it a general? Who is it? It's Our Lady. It's Mary. Probably illiterate, pure, humble, simple, loving, obedient. The very kind of person the world rolls over, the world never pays attention to, the world is never impressed by. It's not powerful enough, sexy enough. It's not demanding center stage. Friends, she's the queen of heaven and earth. And there are kings who died with their crowns and billionaires who die with their money. And they die completely impoverished. And if they're not reconciled with God, their life is a total abject failure. And they're headed for eternal separation from God. Mary shows us the way. She sees what Jesus sees. She's anchored her entire life in the vision of Jesus about reality. That's the road to happiness. That's what's being offered to you. Seize it, lay hold of it, and live in it, friend. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.